it's a remarkable piece of footage. If it's a hoax, it's very well done. If it's not, then I would say it's probably revolutionary.
It's a fake, man.
If you continue to ask questions that are out of bounds, I won't hesitate to terminate this interview.
This is powerful, because this is not a staged event. This is real.
Interest in UFOs and Area 51 is at an all-time high. Last year, a highly rated TV special and best-selling home video reported to show an actual autopsy of an alien being from the famous Roswell, New Mexico crash of 1947. Many people and even some experts believed that autopsy footage was genuine. If that was indeed the body of an alien being from another world, could the footage in this program be the world's first hard visual evidence of an actual living and breathing alien being? An alien being communicating in an interview with the highly covert arm of the U.S. government? If the footage we're about to show you is genuine, then this could very well be the most important video in the history of mankind, proving once and for all that we are not alone.
Within Nevada's Pinellas Air Force Range, protected by the tightest security in the world, is the Groom Lake Center, a.k.a. Dreamland, a.k.a. Area 51. An installation so secret, the government effectively acknowledges its existence only as an operating location. Until recently, the military flat-out denied the presence of such a base. It has served as the testing ground for many secret research and development projects, such as the U-2 and SR-71 Blackbird spy planes, the F-117A stealth fighter, and now the SR-75 Penetrator, the super-secret replacement for the SR-71. Every morning, a select group of specialists with high-security clearances, some reportedly as high as 38 levels of autopsy, arrive at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas to be flown to Area 51 aboard a Boeing 737. From the time they leave the ground until they return to Las Vegas at the end of the journey day, they enter a world no outsider can ever dream of, except for
engineer the saucers to discover the secret of their advanced propulsion system.
It was a very sleek, thin-looking flying saucer-shaped craft. There were nine.